Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, is starting a brand new perek. Perek Eilim Metzias, one of the most famous parokim in Shas. Not the Mishnah. Eilim Metzias Shaloi Ve'ilu Chayiv LaHachris. As we'll see in our Mishnah, the following Metzias, if you find them in the street, you can keep them. Even though there's a din, of course, of Hashovas Aveda. However, those listed in our Mishnah, you do not have to return. And as we'll see in forthcoming Mishnayos, and as well a little bit at the end of this Mishnah, there's some that you do have to return. And we'll see the various facts, scenarios, and circumstances, says the Mishnah. The following you can keep. Matzah Peiros Mefuzarin. You found Peiros which were spread out.
Scattered.
Thank you. Mois Mefuzarin. You find scattered monies. The Mishnah doesn't tell us where you found them scattered. So the Chayra, anywhere. Obviously not in somebody else's private house or somebody's private chotzer, if that happens to be on his property. We're talking about, but anywhere other than that. So for instance, in Rishus Rabim, in a Simta, even in Rishus HaYochid, when it comes to Rishus HaYochid, most people are under the impression Rishus HaYochid means that it belongs to a particular individual. And that, in fact, is normally the case. But for instance, the Gabi Hilchus Shabbos, Rishus HaYochid has nothing to do with whether it belongs to Yankel, to Beryl, to Shmerel. Rishus HaYochid means that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. I'm only introducing that is because the next case in the Mishnah is Krichos Rishus HaRabim. Krichos means small bundles that you find in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Tab Toisis points out, only over here does the Mishnah use that term. B'shus Rabbim. It doesn't say Peiros Mefuzar B'shus Rabbim. Chois Mefuzar B'shus Rabbim. Krichos B'shus Rabbim. Why Krichos? Krichos means small bundles. Typically on a small bundle, you would have a simen. The way you tied up the bundle, the way the design on the bundle, how the bundle was shaped, how big, how small, and all the rest. However, it's an Rishus Rabbim. By definition, people are going to trample and tread on it. Think of if this Kricha was right in the middle of Weston Avenue, and our cars are passing very, very quickly. In no time, the Kricha that you would find initially here on 91st and West End, within 2 minutes might be down to 86th Street, and 5 minutes later might be down to 79th Street, and so on and so forth. And so therefore, it loses whatever simon it might have had. Toysis says we're going to have a Mi'at Hashem in the next couple of blot. Some hold that a mokim have a simen, and if you're going to have it b'shus harabim, it won't remain in the same mokim because the traffic will just move these krichos from place to place. So if I'm going to go and tell the motzei ha'aveda, oh, I lost it, you must have found it at 91st Street. Say, so sorry, I found it all the way near the Brooklyn Bridge, literally, all the way downtown because the traffic pulled it there. So the point is, the case of the Krichos is B'Shus HaRabim, the Peiros Mefuzarin, Mois Mefuzarin doesn't have to be B'Shus HaRabim. In fact, we're going to have on the Omid Beis an example of someone who lost money in the shul. The shul fell on the floor, he didn't realize it, and somebody else picked it up. Mitchum will see more about that on the Omid Beis. So it doesn't have to be B'Shus HaRabim when it comes to Peiros or Mois Mefuzarin. Like Krichos, the Mishnah is insisting on Rishus HaRabim to tell you that it might have had a simen previously, but any simen that it had would either have been stepped on and therefore has been obliterated, or if there was a mokim, it must have moved on because of the traffic. If you look at the top choices, the Krichos Davka Maflik Ben Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. Only in the Mishnah do we mention Rishus HaRabim once by the Krichos. Why Mishnah Talmud Diyomer Simen Osi Lidores Havi Simen? A mokim have a simen, a simen who also lidores that people may tread upon, may be a simen. A mokim might be a simen. Myri hocha the lek a simen. Here it's talking about that the krichos lacked a simen. U mokim nami le have a simen. Rishus HaRabim. Mishum de menashtefi. Menashtefi means it gets schlepped around by the traffic. People, the cars, the horses, the caravans. They move it along. But if these krichos had been a Rishus HaYochid, then it would have been a simen, b'chayv l'hachris, etc., etc. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, so you find scattered payers, you find scattered monies, You find krichas b'shusaram. You find igulei dvela. Igulei dvela are cakes of dried figs, which are pressed together in a cake. Even today, you can go and buy them in such a round circle. Kikrei shel nachtan. If you have the baked kikreis, loaves of bread from a nachtan, from a bakery, as opposed to from a private balabas, because a private person at home, private man, private lady, that go and bake their own chalas, they bake their own bread at home, everybody makes it slightly differently. Some people make it larger and smaller and bigger and longer, and they braid it and this and that. However, if you go into a store in a bakery, magically all 100 breads look exactly the same. Since they all look the same, there's no simen, and therefore you do not have to return it. Machroizei shel dogim. Machroizei shel dogim means strings of fish. You don't see it so much today, but in the good old days, people used to go and sell fish. And not only they would sell it, but to preserve the fish, they would go and hang it up on long wires, and they would have numerous fish standing there. Now, we all know that fish goes bad very quickly, but surprisingly, if you put it in the sun, or you put it in the cold.
I think salt.
Oh, you sold them. Oh, very good. So there are ways of preserving it after all. And they used to go and sell such strings of fish. And so all strings of fish look basically the same. So there's no simen, and you can keep it. Metzias shalom. And the same thing as chatichei shel basar, pieces of meat which don't have any particular type of cutting, just a regular, if you buy a steak, or if you go and buy a lamb chop, or a veal cutlet, they all look basically the same. That being the case, there's no simen. If you find those, hari eli shalai.
You couldn't have with the machroza shel dogim, the way the knot is tied, or how it's...
We're going to talk about that with the kesher havi simen. Very good point. We're going to talk about that in Yetz Hashem. Chaticha shel basar, and then gizei tzemer halekuchen mimdinosan. Gizei tzemer means shearings of wool, which came off the back of an animal, of a sheep, and the reason why the Mishnah says l'kuchem b'dinosan, explains Rashi, it means it has not been processed yet, but rather you've gotten it straight from the field. The b'dinosan over here really means the field, from the wilderness, as opposed to coming from the base of Uman, where they may have been processed, where they have already been combed and scraped and washed and rinsed and all the rest. Here we're talking about straight from the sheep, so to speak, and therefore in today's language, I would say it's totally organic. They would charge it five times as much, because they'll say that the sheep didn't eat something, or they did eat something, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. But bottom line is, you find that there's no simen, is metzias shalai. And similarly, anitze pishtan. Anitzim are bundles of pishtan of flax. Again, all flax basically look the same, and therefore there is no simen. Ulashani shalgaman, we're talking about a loshen means a tongue. And the reason why it's called tongue, says Rashi, because that's in fact the way it appears to be. They would go and take wool, they would go and comb it and brush it, and then it would come, Rashi says, moshuch, it would be lengthy, and it would look like a tongue, utzivu, and then afterwards they would go and dye it argaman, umutsuyine. This is a very, very common commodity. You find them all over, these purple tongues of wool. They all look identical, and therefore, in all cases, Harry, English, all those that we mentioned until now, all belong to the Motzei Ho'aveda, because none of them have simanim on them, so you can go and keep it. Rabbi, you have a question? No. We continue on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sheyesh Bo Shinoi Chayv L'Hachris. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with all of the foregoing, however, there are possibilities that there could be a Shinoi, an unexpected shinui, where the person who lost the object knows that there is a shinui, and the person who finds it sees that there's something very unusual, and then you have to be machus. So give me an example. Keitzad. Motze igul ubesoichei cheres. You found one of the igulei devela, that we spoke about before, such a cake of dry figs, and in the middle of it you find a shard. Now, of course, it's possible that this fell in by accident, and nobody even knows about it. So not even the person who lost it realizes this is cheres. But the Gemara is assuming, and the Mishnah is assuming, that the person who lost it either placed it there intentionally, or he knew that this cheres fell in, and this was his simen, and therefore he's prepared to go, and when someone says, I found an eagle dvela, he's prepared to go and say, I have a special simen in it. I know normally iguli dvela you can go and keep. Like we just said. However, I have a siman. My siman is that there's a shard of cheres in it, and therefore that's my way of identifying that this eagle is different than all other eagles. And similarly, you have a kikar, that you have a person who baked the bread, and hidden in the bread there happened to be some money, some coins there. Obviously, this is not the typical kikar that you normally find. Apparently, this was put in intentionally, or even if it wasn't, the person at least knows that there is mois there to be able to go and say, this kikar that you found, are there money, is there... I don't know, I didn't open it up. Let's check it out. They cut it open. Hey, there's money, you're right.
It's like shtisel challah that people bake.
Okay.
And they put a key in the challah.
Mm-hmm. Fine, very good. Exactly, thank you. Epshimet alozo oimer kokli anpuria in chayv lahachris. The word anpuria, the Gemara will say, is really like Rosh Tevis, ein poi raya or ein poi re'ia, which means it's a brand new kli, where if the owner of the kli would hold on to it for another few weeks, few months, he or she would know, oh, there's a little nick over there, and it fell down once or twice, or there's a slight dent, and there's already, the handle is made out of wood, it's already, part of it is already worn off, you'd have some sort of simon. But a kli she'ein poi re'ia, meaning I just bought it yesterday from one of the department stores, or I got it online, it looks like 10,000 other kelim which are exactly the same, ein chayv lahachris, there is no one can identify a simon on it yet. Eventually there might be Tvias Ayin, but if it's brand new, there's no Tvias Ayin. It looks like 1,000 other such pots or pans, etc. Ein chayv lahachris. Okay, every one of the items that we've identified in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain in much greater detail. We start off with the Peis Mufuzar. Matza Peis Mufuzar, Mikama. Can you tell me a description? How many and what over what distance and where and when? What area? Amr Yitzchak, Kav Ba'arba Amis. If you find a Kav of course is a measure, Ba'arba Amis within a space of Arba Amis, the bottom Tosha says it means 4 by 4, so it means 16 square Amis. If you find a Kav of Peiris scattered in an area of 16 square Amis, you can go and take it. Hari Elu Sholai. Can you tell me a little bit more about the fact? If you're talking about that, you can recognize that these payers are scattered because they must have fallen out of somebody's sack or somebody else's box or whatever it is. So, why are you only talking about that there was a kav by arba amos? What happens if there are 2 kav and more of there's 5 kav? And what happens if it's spread over an area of 100 amos? What's epis? Where did you get this formula of kav by arba amos? You know, if it's derech mefila, tons of, you walk down the street and you find 50 potatoes all scattered on the sidewalk. Obviously, nobody has any simon in those potatoes. I mean, there could be larger potatoes and smaller potatoes, but in the story, you can also get larger and smaller. So there's no raya, no simon on it. So it's not in a bag. See, there's no simon. Oh, what's a bag? The bag was yellow, green, yellow, but whatever. So, after the tsuganami. We're talking about that someone placed them there in a special way. You can tell the way the payers are lying there, that someone didn't just leave them there or didn't just lose them, but they were biderchi, or someone actually piled one on top of the other in a special formation. So then, even if you found much less than the kav ba'arba amos, you shouldn't be able to go and take it, because you see that someone put it there, dafka, and he's presumably going to come back for it. He just put it there temporarily. He had to run to the store to pick something else. He didn't want to schlep it with him, so he put it down nicely. So he bazoi, feitimora, where did you get this kav ba'arba amos? We're talking about in a machnashe de beidori, that's roughly a granary. What does one do in a granary? You bring your grain, and there they thresh the grain to take off the chaff and to make it, to take off the kernels of wheat, to be able to go and use it. So this person brought with him 100 kav, and he collected it all together, and he saw lying on the ground was a kav ba'arba amos, still some leftovers. The question is he going to bother going and picking it up or not? So it's interesting, although we normally approach the Mishnah, Ein L'Metzia Shaloi, that we're talking about an Aveda, really this is not so much an Aveda as much as the person just said, it's just not worth my while to go and pick it up, because if I have to go and bend over 8 times, It's we're not talking about much. It's just a kav.
Is this yish? As it were? Is this type of yish?
It's more than a yish. It's
like mafkir.
It's like mafkir, exactly. Therefore, he's saying, I'm just not going to bother. I'm just going to leave it there. So if you look, so says explains the Gemara. Kav arba amos the nofish tirchayu. There's a fair amount of tircha. It's spread out over 16 square amos, and it's only a kav. The person is not going to be matriach to come back. He's taking his bags and his boxes full of the kernels of wheat that have now been ground, not ground, but that have been threshed, and he's taking and putting into his caravan, he's putting it in the back of his donkey, or whatever it is. And so he says, hey, uncle, he's still got a little bit on the floor. Yeah, it's a length of leash, it just doesn't pay. Yeah, my back is not such good condition today. I can't bend over anymore. I already bent over 20 times to pick up all of the tvur. Whatever's there, giant afkurim afkelu. So you see, it's not just yours. He's saying, I'm just going to leave it there. So if you come, you're the next customer in the granary, and you see that there is lying on the ground this relatively small amount, a kaf, over this distance of over the area of 4x4, you could say to yourself, I'm not going to bother calling him again or reminding him. This is the type of thing that most people, they leave over the shirayim on the floor, and they're not makbid about it.
Why isn't the chutzar of the owner of the granary koneh for him? It's a chutzar nishtameris, and if someone's mafkir it, why is it not...
Maybe it's not mishtamer, because since there's such a lot of foot traffic, people coming and going.
But it'd be like money in front of I remember it comes up, money in front of a storekeeper we had, if it's close
in front of the shulchan.
In front of the shulchan, away from the shulchan. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's somebody owns this space, and if this is a hefker, mm-hmm. why can the next customer who's traveling here grab it? It should belong like the shulchan, the money for the shulchan.
Yes, if it's the other side, if it's at the front of it, which is, this would be considered like the front of it. So
it's considered like a pshus haram, a pshus haram, okay?
Yeah. Maybe there wasn't one individual, maybe this was a municipality owned it.
Okay.
It wasn't a privately owned granary. But to mihachi, anything which is less than that, meaning if it's scattered over a smaller place, not over 4x4, but only 2x2, even though it's only a kav, Torah v'hada asi v'shakalu, he doesn't have to schlep around the entire 16 square amas to go and pick up this kav. If the kav happens to be in a limited area, like 2x2, 3x3, etc., then he figures, okay, I don't have to go and run over there and come over there. It's all right in front of me. He bends over, he picks it up, and we're done. So that's why we got this magic formula of the kav ba'arba amas. Tosis points out that this is an unusual Gemara, because the Gemara starts off, what is the shear of Peter's Mavazarin? Says Rabbi Yitzchok, it's kav ba'arba amas. Frank Gemara, where do you get this from? If it's derech mefila chila tuvanami, that being the case, what was the Gemara shaila originally? Matzim favors on bekama. I'll tell you, it's very simple. If it's derech mefila chila tuvanami, whatever the amount is, whether it's 10 peiros, 50 peiros, 100 peiros, if it's nefila, it looks like it's all scattered. I walk here on the street and I find a bunch of potatoes on the ground. I find tomatoes. I find oranges, apples, and all scattered in all directions. So where did we come up with, why would the Gemara ask Matzah Peirin for Zorah Mekama, what's the shear? I give Rabbi Yitzchok shear, and then I immediately, I'm doicha bekash, I say, nah, that cannot be. It's derech mefila, filo tumanami. So what was the question in the first place? Peirin for Zorah means that you found derech mefila, whether it was 1 or 5 or 100, if it's mefuzar. So the second Tosis says over here, that this is one of a number of unique cases where the person who answered the question was really the one that posed the question. Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to go and say his chiddush of the kav ba'arba amas. So when the Gemara begins Matzah Peirin for Zorah, it's really Omer Rabbi Yitzchak or Masiv, or not Masiv would be Akasha, but Shaul Rabbi Yitzchak Matzah Peirin for Zorah Bekamba. What is the shear? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Kavi. See the second choices. Bekamba Rabbi Yitzchak Tzarech Loim Ad Rabbi Yitzchak Gufei Boy. Vekama. He himself asked the question. He posed the question. Vekama. The Gemara boy, my boy. If the Gemara is asking, what's the shaila? Vekama. Looky derech nefila vafila tuva. Kiraparach be Gemara basachi. Just like the Gemara says one line further. You don't have to ask, what is the shira peyim vizar? If it's derech nefila, logically, fila tuva nami, even 5, 10, 100, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. He doesn't want to explain our mission. It's talking about derech lefila. Mishum desaber kabayi, he holds like a bayi. The yush lemidas loy havi yush, and therefore, how can you go and take it when the payers fell down and it was bederech nefila? The presumption is that the person doesn't know about it, so it's yush lemidas. He can't be meyayish because he doesn't know that he lost all of these payers. If loy havi yush, then how can you go and take it in the mishnah? You're taking it be'isur. You're only allowed to go and take the item for yourself after you hear that the owner is miyayish. What is the lashon of yush? Like the Gemara says numerous times, vayle chasaron kis, that the person raises his hands and says, I'm never going to find those payers anymore. I spent a lot of money and I can't find them. I don't know what happened to them. Did they fall here? Did they fall there? Maybe I left it in the store and I forgot to take it with me. Maybe I left it in the car. I left it in the caravan or the subway. So, but if you're talking about many fell, so other people are going to go and find it relatively quickly. And by that time, he may not have known. And as we'll see, mention more on the Amud Beis. And therefore says, Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't want to zetzaim pshat in the Mishnah that way, because in fact, if you find a lot of payers there, mafila, then according to Bayi, one should have to go and be machris. You're not allowed to go and take it until you know for sure that the person is miyash. Okay, we're going to see more about that in the Amud Beis, and then Tosfos gives another two examples of that in other Gemaras, where the person who came to answer the question is really the person who was posing the question. Says, who kamoisev, who kamafarek? He introduced it, and he's the one that's responding to his own question.
We say Paris, we're referring also to Chitin.
According to the Morris Teretz, not like Rabbi Yitzchak, we're only referring to Chitin, we're referring to this machnash de beidori, the granary where the person just finished threshing all of his wheat. He collected 98% of it. The last 2%, he said, it's spread over too much of an area, and it's only one cob. It just doesn't pay. My back is more important to me than the three.
Or Peros, what would be the...
Oh, so that's our mission according to Bietza. If you're talking about Derech Nefila, right. Even 100 Peros, even a large number of bushels of wheat. If the person dropped it, he doesn't know about it.
But it's not Derech Nefila when he bend over to pick up a peach.
And if it's a derech inuach, if you can tell that,
then
I feel the batzmi achanam. Even if it's only three peaches, only five peaches, whatever. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So we have three different cases. We have the derech nefila for the tuvanami. We have derech inuach. Even less than that, you would not be able to go and take it for yourself because obviously the person left it there intentionally. He's going to come back for it. Leave it there. It's not an aveda. There's no mitzvah shabbos aveda. You're not allowed to take it. He wasn't mafkir it. And then finally, our Mishnah, according to Mitzvah, is Kabi Arba Amos, where the person left it there in the granary, Shirayim, and he wasn't going to bother taking it back with him. Freiti Morietz, this is very famous, this is one of the first of the famous Rabbi Yirmiyahs that we have throughout Chas, where Rabbi Yirmiyah asks very interesting questions. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amos Mal. Let's go and take our Kav in four Amos and split it down the middle. What happens if it's only a Chutzi Kav in Shtei Amos? What would you say then, Rabbi Yitzchak Pshat in our Mishnah? Kav arba amis tamamai. What's the reason why Hari Elu Shaloi Mishum Denafish Terchai? Because to go and bend over and run around in 16 square amis, that's a big tircha. I'm sorry.
You got to sweep it up.
Sweep it up. Okay, fine. So therefore, I'm not interested. Let somebody else take it. But chutzi kav b'shtei amis kimin deloi nafish terchayu. It's not that much of a tircha. Why is it not that much of a tircha? Because it happens to be spread out over a much smaller area. It's only two amas, and so therefore it's not a great tircha. He's not going to be mafkir. He says, no, I'm coming back. It's Scornish. It's only one bending over. I don't have to walk around the whole granary for the next 2 minutes, and I have to bend over 12 times. It's one area. Lemafkir. Or maybe it's the other way around. The whole reason why a kav ba'arba amas a person leaves behind, because a kav is a relatively small measure. It's the equivalent of chvayis, I don't know, three tomatoes over 16 amas. So three tomatoes. So let somebody else take the tomatoes. However, you're talking about mishum lechashivi. The chotzi kav b'shtei amas, kim lechashivi, it's even less choshev. If you're talking about until now, well, three tomatoes is hard to divide in half. four tomatoes. Ah, four tomatoes I'm going to leave. So certainly you're going to leave two tomatoes, because two is even less than four. Kim lechashigi, mafkelehu. Then a person's going to be mafkeret. That's the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now before we continue on, if you analyze the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah, what is the shayla over here? When we're talking about a kav ba'arba amois, think to yourself a kav in arba amois. What is a chutzi kav b'shtei amois? Exactly half. So therefore,
it's a quarter of the space.
You please. We're allowed to pose the question, and then you'll be allowed to give the answer. But in the meantime, the question is: let's assume that this omid of the Gemara is exactly a square. Of course, it's not square; it's rectangular. But assume it's a square. This is 4 by 4, and you have a kav spread out all over it. It doesn't pay. Guess what? In every single kav arba amos, you have two times chutzikav b'shtei amos. So why don't you go and say, well, at least it will pick up the chutzikav because it's a much smaller area, and it's even though it's only chutzikav, but maybe it will. Or are you going to go and say, no, if in a kav arba amos he's not going to pick up the kav, which means he's not going to bother with the chutzikav and shtei amos, so don't you have your answer? Even though it's not mefuzar umeforod beina amin over a 16 amma area, but it's still over this half of that area, why didn't he pick up half? Mm-hmm. So why can't you be poached at your shayla by the fact that kav ba'arba amas is considered to be hafker? So two times chutzikav b'shtei amas should also be considered to be hafker. That's the bottom toisis discussion. See the bottom toisis tema, how the kav ba'arba amas havi nami chutzikav b'shtei amas. What's the more shayla? Go and divide this kav ba'arba amas in half. Did he go and bother picking up the chutzikav b'shtei amas? No. Why not? After all, that's right next to him. So why is Rabbi Yirmiyah even asking the question? It's exactly the same thing. So Tosis says, going to the second shot, inami, the last line, the last two lines of the Tosis, inami kav ba'arba amis meruboim hava, chatzi kav b'shtei amis roichav, v'arba amis oirech, v'hocha boi chatzi kav b'beiz amis al beiz amis. What did Tosis say? What Tosis said is, if you go and take, like we were doing until now, the kav ba'arba amis and split it down the middle, what you're talking about is now a kav of 4 by 2 amis. Or I should say not a kav, a chutzi kav 4 by 2, right? You take this page, split it down the middle, so now you still have 4 on one side, but on the top we only have 2, right? We only have 2 amis.
A rectangle rather than a square.
A rectangle rather than a square. And instead of being 16 square amis, we have now equivalent of 8 square amas. 8 square amas with a chutzi kav. So he's just saying, what's the difference between a chutzi kav and 8 square amas and a full kav in 16 square amas? It's the same amount of tirch and the same chashivus. If the person feels within chutzi kav in the 8 square amas that it's worth his while to pick it up because it's not so mefuzar, I would know it from the kav be'arba amas, because every kav be'arba amas is twice chutzi kav in shtei amas. So, no. Did he pick it up? No. So you see that it's not worthwhile to him, the chutzi kav b'shtei amas. Because if it was worthwhile, why didn't he pick it up? He's not going to go to, well, since the Mishnah and since Rabbi Yitzchak says it's kav ba'arba amas, it's not worthwhile. But if you're telling me that shtei amas is already a much smaller area, even though it's only chutzi kav, okay. So why didn't in the kav ba'arba amas, why didn't he at least pick up in his immediate area of the two amas, the chutzikav b'shtei amas? Why didn't he pick up the chutzikav? So the chayre, it means that it's just not worth it. Not the chutzikav b'shtei amas and not the kav arba amas. So Tosis says that the shayla that Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking is not in the case of 4 by 2, but in the case of 2 by 2. Why 2 by 2? Because that's what he's saying. Chutzikav b'shtei amas. So therefore, it's not that we're taking the original picture and we're splitting it down the middle. We're taking it in terms of literally. Before we had a kav arba amas, arba al arba, 16 square amas. Now it's a chutzi kav by shtayim al shtayim, which is only 4 square amas. Oh, 4 square amas, that's already much different than 16 square amas. We had earlier in the previous parak that the chomun masakin, that a person is always koina in his own dalet amas. So it's my dalet amas. There's also a shayla over there, whether you're talking about dalet al dalet, whether it's square, whether it's circular. But our Gemara doesn't go into that. But the point of all this is, going back again to the Lashon of Tosis, inami. Kav ba'arba amas meruboim, ruboim means that they're square, havi chatzi kav b'shtei amas roichav, v'arba amas oirach. If you were to cut it down the middle, like we pose the shayla, like Tosis is kasha, then it's a chutzikav in 2x4. That would be the exact same dimensions and proportion as Rabbi Yitzchak's kav ba'arba amos. That wouldn't be a kasha. It wouldn't be a shayla. The halcha boy, the shayla that Rabbi Yirmi is posing is chutzikav beis amos al beis amos. So that's not the same proportion. So now the question is whether the chutzikav is so insignificant in value, he's just gonna leave it there, or do I say that since it's over such a small area, he's more than happy to pick it up? You know, in one scoop, I picked it up, I took it in my bag, and I left.
So the first part's looking at the benefit, the second part's looking at the cost. The benefit of picking it up,
mm-hmm.
and the second part is it's worth it or not. The same part's looking at
more. You say first part and second part. You mean of the shayla,
right?
That's exactly how the Gemara poses it. If you want to go over quickly again, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, 10 lines before the Y. Chatzikah b'shnei amos mak. Kambi amos time of my. Why do you say that that's har elu shuloi, the person is mafkirit? Shim nenofesh tirchayu. Because it's a lot of tircha going and running around over a 16 amma area to go and 16 square amma area to be able to sweep it up and to collect it. It's just not worth it. Chatzikah b'shnei amos kim nenofesh tirchayu. That's not such a large area. One sweep with one broom, you can get the whole thing together. Like mafkirit. It's not going to last.
Yeah, it's only 2x2, which is 4 square amos versus 16, and you have half of the amount of produce, so it's much more concentrated. It's much easier.
More dense.
Exactly.
More
dense, so it's right. Much less tircha. That's
much,
what
much
that's
less.
More, not much. It's much less tircha, and it's much more reward
right.
per amma,
right.
per square amma.
The reward is going to be the second part. At the moment, we're only talking about the tircha.
Okay.
In the case of the kav ba'arba amos, he's mafkir, because it's a lot of tircha to collect it. Well, in the case of the chatzikah b'shtei amos, there's not much of a tircha, but mafkilu, maybe he would take it for himself. Don't take it. If you're the next customer and you come by and you see it, don't take it. Maybe the reason why the kav is because it's not choshev, it's not worth a lot. The whole kav is worth a dollar. Chutzikah b'shtei amos, kim l'chashivi, here it's even worth less, it's only worth 50 cents. Oh, maybe mafkilu. He says, just leave it, don't bother. So, shows it to Tzedadim, the Tircha vis-a-vis the value. Yeah? So now the Gemara asks. Now we go on to a virtually identical issue. Again, Yirmiyah is posing the following. What happens if it's double? Kabayim mishmoina amis mahu. If you have two kavim spread out over 8 amis. And presumably the Tosis can go and say, let's ask the same question. Every kabayim mishmoina amis is 2 times kaba arba amis. If we already said kaba amis, it doesn't pay for him to bend over. So for Eshmoin Amis, it's much more. And that's what the Gemara now opposes. So presumably Tosfos would say about this too. We're talking about 8x8 as opposed to 8x4. Just like we said before by the 2x2. 4x4, presumably 8x8.
Or maybe, you know, if you have, it's a lot of tircha for $1 worth of produce.
But for $2.
For $2, I'm willing to make the tircha.
And that's the Gemara Shaila, is Mal. Kav Arba Amis time in my Mishim Nenofish Tirchayu to have to go and run around and sweep a whole 16 square amis, a lot of tircha. The koshkin kabay b'shmoin amis, given if you should tirchay. Tvei, it's much more of a tircha. If you're talking about 8x8, 64 square amis, that's already, And zicham afkilu, it doesn't pay. Oy dil mishim b'li chashivi, one kav is only $1. But kabay and b'shmoin amis, given the chashivi, that's already $2. Loy mafkilu. So same shayla, again, of Rishon. And then he continues on. What about kav shum shemin? But arba amos, shumshimin. Some say poppy seeds. Some say sesame seeds. Sesame and shumshimin are very, very similar. Okay. Anyway, regardless, the point is, says Rashi, these are very, very small, dakin mo'oid, and therefore it's much more difficult to go and collect together these small little shumshimins than collecting together the remaining kernels of wheat. And so therefore, kaf shumshimin arba amos mahu, kaf arba amos tamam mai bishlam lechashivi. You're talking about wheat is not that choshev in terms of its value in the marketplace, and therefore the person says, just leave it. The shumshim and kimin the chashivi and the mafkilo. Apparently, poppy seeds or sesame seeds are worth much more. You can command the marketplace 2 or 3 times the amount as a chitin. Oh, I'm not going to leave those behind. That's you know, precious commodity, precious stuff. I'm going to take it with me. Or you do mishim the nafish tirchayu, or do you go and say that? Regarding the kav ba'arba amis of chitim, it's hard to pick it all up. It's scattered, and I have to go and sweep it up, and all the rest. The koshkin shumishim ikin of shechayu. Tvei is much more tircha in collecting together the poppy seeds. You know, you can hardly see them under a microscope. So mafkilu, so he says, doesn't pay. And now we have the other way around. What about Kav Tamri Ba'arba Amas? Kav Rimoini Ba'arba Amas? You have a Kav of Tamorim of dates, or a Kav of Rimoinim of pomegranates. Now, what's the din now? Kav Ba'arba Amas Tamri Ma'im Misham Lechashivi. Kav Tamri Ba'arba Amas. Kav Rimoini Ba'arba Amas. Namikim Lechashivi. Apparently, they do not have any great price in the marketplace. They're probably comparable to the Chitim in terms of their value. Slides on the shit, just doesn't pack. When you're talking about the wheat which is scattered, you have to sweep it up, it's a crazy tircha. It's not as difficult as the case of the wheat. You just can take a handful, take your bag with you, and you can immediately put the tamarim, the remoinim in. It's not a case of sheaves of wheat and kernels and chaff that you have much more tircha. Maybe loy mafkiru, it's mine. All these shaylas. Tishbi Atara Kushar Boys, we have to wait for the Yohanovi. So if you ever find all of these things, say, let's wait until the Yoh comes and we'll decide. Okay, right, Itmar. What's up there?
You have these big pomegranates. You better not pick up, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
More, that's, yeah, that's exactly. More, that's right, it's not such much tircha.
What?
But gasmein.
Exactly. Vein terech b'kibbutz, like you're saying. But on the other hand, they're not worth that much. Maybe today pomegranates in the store command a greater price, but at least at one point.
What are those pomegranates? They're Minyan.
But from Baden. But these are not from Baden. These were just from the Machnash of the Beidori or whatever. Sorry. Yeah. Good. Okay. Itmar. Yishlim Midas, one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. What's my Yishlim Midas? Top Rashi.
This is Yalkigam territory.
That's the yod of Yalkigam. We're going to have that mission tomorrow. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Fine. So the top line of Rashi usually midas dover shestomo yush likishiyeda. When it fell down, he didn't know about it. When he finds out, I lost X, Y, and Z. Ukishimitsoi, the person who found it, adain lo yodu habalim shenofel mehen. Ooh. In other words, in a case where we know that the balim who lost it already said, oyoyoy, I lost my X, Y, and Z. And since I have no simon on it, I'm never going to get it back. I know it's impossible. Who's going to give back? I lost my oranges. I lost some apples. I lost some potatoes, tomatoes. There are no simonim. I came back to 91st to West End. I knew that's where I must have lived. I dropped it. So I had bags and boxes and stuff. Looks like it was over there, but nothing left. So Kishieda, when he realized shenafel mimenu, he's zicher going to be miayit. That's the normal way of people. That when they realize that they lost that object, since there's no simon, he's going to be miyash. However, before he was miyash, somebody else found it. Kshematzai, that moitzi aveda, by that time, they didn't know that it had fallen from them. The question is that yush that allows the finder to keep it? Or does he say, since I found it before he had yush, then I'm not allowed to keep it? So, Abayi Omar Loi Habi, it is not Yush, and in fact, if somebody finds it, he's going to have to go and give it back. He's going to have to be Machriz. If no one comes, it's a different story, but the point is, you cannot go and take this Aveda until you know the person was Miyayish. For Rava Omar Habi Yush, Rava says, even though you're right, physically at that time he wasn't Miyayish, because he didn't know. But Dover, period. However, why does he hold Habi Yush? Because Rava holds, as we'll see shortly in the Gemara in the Rashi, that since eventually he is going to find out, and when he finds out, he's going to go and say, Vayle chasor and kiss, it's a gilui das, which works limafreya, that when the person lost it, since it's the type of item that has no simon, where a normal person, when he finds out, he's going to say, I'm never going to get it back. So then it already works from the outset, and therefore if a person finds it, he can take it, he doesn't have to worry about anything. So Machlek, Zabaya, and Rava. We're going to, of course, go through this in great detail today and tomorrow, etc. So now the first thing the Gemara says is, if it's the type of thing that has a siman on it, Even Rava would agree there is no yush. Why? Because the person is hoping that whoever finds it is an honest individual, and he's going to notice that this is something that has simanim on it, and he's therefore going to put up posters in shul and the bat midrashim and in the post office and in the lost and found that I found X, Y, and Z. You want it? Come and give a simon, and you get it back. So therefore, he won't be miyayish because he figures he'll get it back. Even if we hear that he is miyayish, in other words, we hear that he throws up his hand and says, "By the chasar and kiss." Even if the afterwards we hear him say he's miyayish, he's really not miyayish. What do you mean? When the person who picked it up, it was be'isr. Be'isr doesn't mean that there was a prohibition. It means that the din of Hashavas Aveda is still attached to that Aveda, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it. Why? The chiyeda, when the person finds out, the nafu minay, loy miyayish. Initially, when he loses it, and then he realizes, I lost my watch, my wallet, my purse, my whatever. There is a simon on it. He's not going to be miyayish. May ma'omer, he says, simna isli begavei. You have the simna b'shekil nalei. I'm going to go and give the simon, I'm going to go and give it back. So what does Gemara say? If the person lost an object that has a simon on it, and then somebody else found it, now, even though a week, 2 weeks, a month has passed, and now we hear that the person who lost the Aveda says, I was hoping to get it back, but I see it's not happening. I despair of getting it back. Says our Gemara, that is not called Yish. I mean, it's called Yish in the sense that's how he's expressed himself. But that is not legal Yish to allow the finder to keep it. Because when the finder found it, it would be Isura Asliyadeh. What means Isur Asliyadeh? Because at that time it did have a simon, even now it has a simon. But when the loser of this Aveda realizes that he lost it, he is still clinging to hope that he's going to go and get it back. So the Motseho Aveda cannot go and take it for himself. Isur Asliyadeh. In other words, he has it with the mitzvah Ashuras Aveda and the din of Lesucha Lesalem attached to this Aveda. He cannot take it for himself. Even if he hears subsequently that the person says, I'm miyayish, the Moitzi Aveda can say, now Baruch Hashem, now I can go and keep it. No, if it has a simon on it, he is still required to go and announce it and pronounce it and proclaim, I found an Aveda, bring the simon. That's in the case of a dover, Shiyesh Baisim. What about Bezuta Shoyam Ubishul Yusa Shul Nahar? What happens if something was schlepped away by the tidal waves of the river, of the sea? Or that there was a flooding of the river. Again, it slept away items. Avagav the ispe simon, even though there are simanim on it. Rachman Sharian. The Torah says it's mutter. Anybody that finds it now on the river banks or in the yam can go and keep it, even though there's a simon. Can be imaling lakaman because the Torah was mutter. Like we're going to learn tomorrow in the Gemara. What are we going to learn tomorrow in the Gemara? If you just turn to Chav Beis Amud Beis for a short second. You'll see roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud Toshema. Rabbi Yochum Mishim Rabbi Shulam Bed Yehoi Tzadok. Minayin La'aveda Sheshot V'Nohar. How do I know if an Aveda was slept away by the Nohar, by the river? Shehi Muteris, that you're allowed to go and keep it. Tichsib, it says in the Pazim, V'chein Taslach, Amoyer V'chein Taslach, Somlos V'chein Taslach, Al-Aveda Zechicha, Asher Toivad Mimenu U'metzasa. That it was lost from him, from a particular individual, Achicha, U'metzasa, and you find it, you have to give it back, L'sucha L'sala. Why is it? It would be enough to go and say Shetoyvad. Mishavudim heim menu umetuya eitzakalot. The din of Aveda and Hashavas Aveda is only if that particular individual lost it, but it's metuya eitzakalot. But everybody else can find it and it's easily findable. Yetzasazu that comes to exclude a case where it's bishulisa shonor or it's a shulisa shayam. Shavudim heim menu beinu metuya eitzakalot. Nobody knows where it is. Because when those big waves come and they schlep away any type of item, do I know if I'll ever see it again? Nobody knows if I'll ever see it again. Maybe it'll go to the bottom of the ocean. Or maybe there'll be another wave that'll bring it back. Nobody knows. So therefore, the Torah is master that type of anyway. So getting back to our Gemara now, we have now limited the machloikis between Abai and Rav. If it's in the case of Dabashi Eish Pai Simon, Everybody agrees, loy have a yish. When you're talking about zuta shayam, shalisa shal nohar, you don't even have to come on to yish. The Torah was muttered and said, it's yours, don't ask any questions, even if it has 12 siman. Keep like, so where is the machlokes? Bedover she'in by simon, there is no simon on the item. Abai amr loy have a yish, dole yoda to nofuminei. It's very simple. The person did not know that it fell from him. How can you deem this individual to have yish that he has despair and says, I'm never going to find it again? He doesn't even know about it. Wait until he finds out about it. Then you'll see whether he's miyayish or not. But at the moment, he has not been miyayish. Lo yaviyish. Rav Amar haviyish. Tolachi yoda denofu minei miyayish. He's going to find out eventually, within an hour, within a day. Once he finds out, he will be miyayish at that time, because this is the type of item, since it has no simon, the people will be miyayish. Meimer Omar, he says to himself, simna lesli begavei, I don't have a simon in it. Mehashta hud miyayish, now I am being miyayish. Rava says, it works lemafreya lechatchila, at the time that he already found it. So that's the mehashta. In other words, again, the chiyod and nafu minei miyayish, when he realizes that it fell down from him, he will be miyayish. Meima Omar, he says similarly, I have no simon. Is mehash already from now? From now means tishas nefila. When he lost it, it's already yish at that time, even though he knew nothing about it. So if you look at the Rashi, which is two lines higher up, mehash to have a yish, shehare nofal, eventually it did fall. Ula kishivoda, when he knows and he finds out about it that it fell, Shavain died to Elav, he's going to say, forget about it. It's a lost cause, a lost case. So therefore, we deem it as if there's a yish already from the first moment on. Okay, so now, how does that play out? So the Gemara is going to ask now a series of questions, and all of the questions are going to favor initially Rava against Abaya. Yet, at the end, the Gemara is going to say, we pass like Abaya against Rava, as you'll see. So we start off. Toshima, we go through our Mishnah. Peiris Mufuzar. Hari Eli Shaloi. So Tumah Yodin and Nofel Mine. He didn't even know that it fell down. If he didn't know that it fell down, how can I come by? Oh, I see the person dropped all of these Peiris. How can I go and collect them? He didn't know that he lost them yet. And if he didn't know that he lost them yet, according to Abaya, Yish Loi Midas Loi Havi Yish. I can't take them for myself. And yet the Mishnah says, Hari Elish Shaloi, Peiris Mufuzar. He didn't even know, he, meaning the loser, didn't know that he lost these Peiris. So, Ibazoi, how can the finder take him for himself? Pray Timura, Omer Avukva Bar Chama. Don't you remember what we answered already on the Omer Aleph? Hoch Machnashe de Beidari Askinan. We're talking about a granary, where it was not a lost item. David Midasi, he knew that he is losing it. In fact, the word Aveda itself is perhaps a little bit inappropriate, because he's really being mafkirit. Like Rashi says, David Midasi, Shulei Noflu Mimen, it didn't fall from him at all. Umidasi Nichem Hefker. The person collected together his 100 bushels of wheat, all the kernels, all the chaff, he took it, taking it home, and he's leaving behind a small kav. Yankel, you know, you left a kav behind. Oh, come on, it's not worth the tircham. I'm going to bend over. I have back pains as it is. At 16 square amas, it's only a kav, isn't it? So it's not really an aveda. It's he's leaving it midas, and he's being mafkiridas. He's saying, yeah, take it, anybody who wants. He's untied. What happens if it's two kavim in eidamas? Take it. What happens if a half, etc., like we have in the Amidam. Anyway, so we have no raya to what we're talking about, because we're not talking about a mice in the fila. We're talking about a person that basically is being mafkir. Let's go to the next case. Toshma, mois mufazar sara elu shalai. Freyti moramai. He doesn't even know that the Moiz fell down. So whoever found it, how can he automatically take it for himself? After all, the original owner doesn't know. According to Abaya, it should be a form of Yish Loi Midas, because he doesn't know yet. So he shouldn't be able to take it. Only according to Rava. Abba Charaya to Rava against Abaya. So tomorrow, Sanamiki Rabbi Yitzchak. That's based on the famous Rabbi Yitzchak. Who's the famous Rabbi Yitzchak? The Omer of the Moshe, Mashmikisa, Bechol Shah of Vishah. People are always very careful about their money, so they're constantly touching their pockets from time to time, and therefore the person does realize almost immediately. We're not saying that he realized mamish immediately, because if mamish immediately, he would immediately pick up the money from the floor. But since a person is constantly, every 2 minutes, every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, going and touching his back pocket, his front pocket, etc., to make sure that he didn't lose his purse, he didn't lose his wallet, he didn't lose the cash, whatever. So the person does know about it virtually immediately. Therefore, it's not that we deem it, we assume in 95% of the cases that in fact it was a Yir Shmidas, meaning that when this person lost it, he did know about it. The whole kasha was, or the whole raya to Rava was, he didn't know that he lost it. And so therefore, when the finder found it, it was Yishalei Midas, because the original loser didn't know. So he said, well, no, he did know. He didn't know in the first bit, he knew 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later. And we're assuming by the time that the finder found it, that interval had already passed. And so therefore, the person knew about it. So it's Yishmidas, you can go and take it, Ari Elu Shalei. So says Imar, just like Hosam Nami, just like we already answered another Braisa, we're going to answer that in another 10, 20 lines from here, that we answered another Braisa, like Rabbi Yitzchak Odom Osel Mashmish, here too, Achanami in our Mishnah, Odom Osel Mashmish, Kizeh B'chol Shoh V'shah. Toshima, next case in the Mishnah, Igul Nidvel, V'kikr Shul Nachtum, Har Eli Shaloi, V'etimor Amai, V'ole Yodad Anofu Minei. Igulidvel is not the type of thing, it's not like money, that I would be touching my packages every minute to see whether or not I have my cake of dried figs, or whether I have my loaf of bread. So, when it fell down, the loser probably only found out about it when he came home, and he's opening up his packages, he opens up all his bags. Hey, what happened to my Igulidvel? What happened to my Kirshon Nachtoim? Somebody else found it in the meantime. It's Yishloi Midas. How can he go and say, Eilu Matiyah Shaloi? It's a charaya to Rava that have a yish. Akasha na baya. Everything was Hasan Nami. Agav di Yakiri. Meida yodabu. The word over here, Yakiri, doesn't mean expensive or precious. It means because they are heavy. When you are carrying this cake of figs, or you're carrying the Kikr Shul Nachtoim, you're going to realize it very quickly, because after a short period of time, you say, hey, how come these packages are not as heavy as they were previously? Ah, must be that I lost something. So once again, he will know virtually immediately. So it's not going to be Yishaloi Midas. It's Yishmidas. And therefore, Yishmidas, everybody agrees, is Have Yish. Toshima, Ulishrein Shalar Goman. These are the purple tongues of wool. Hari Eli Shaloi. Freitimor Vamai Haliyodad Nafuminei. How can you go and say, Eli Matiya Shaloi, you can go and keep it? He doesn't even know it fell down yet. It's a Yishaloi Midas. And if you're saying that you're allowed to take it, is the charaya to Rava, Akasha and Abayim. Hefti Mahasanami, Agav de Chashivi, Mishmushi, Mimash Mishbahu, Ukhara Yitzchak, because they're a Dover Choshev. Apparently, these purple tongues of wool are expensive, and so therefore, people want to make sure they don't lose expensive wares and things that they have. So also, it's like Rabbi Yitzchak says, you're constantly touching your packages. Do I still have that tongue of wool? I want to make sure I get it home. It's expensive, but I don't want to lose it. So he finds out about it almost immediately. So when a person picks it up, it's a Yish Midas, Nishka Kasha Anabai. Toshima, Hamoitzi Mois Bubatik Nesiza Bati Midrashas. Person is maybe the custodian of the shul, or perhaps just anybody. He's walking down the aisles. Hey, I see on the floor there are a bunch of coins over there. Ubuchal Makushara Mitzvin, just any place where you have a collection of a lot of people. Hari Yishaloi, he can go and keep him, Nishabalim, Nisyashimihem. The Balaam are Miyayish. Pretty well, he didn't know, the Balaam didn't realize that they lost the money. And if they didn't realize they lost the money, it's like a Yish Lemidas. Yish Lemidas, according to Baile, I have a Yish. So how can you go and take it and say, yeah, Hari Eli Shaloi, he should have to wait. He has to wait until he hears that this person is Miyayish. Rabbi Yitzchak, Odom Oslam Ashrikizim, Bechol Shah B'Shah. So this is the Makar of that Rabbi Yitzchak that the Gemara has already referred to, just like he said, awesome. Here too, the same Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara is a little bit difficult in the sense that L'choira, which Rabbi Yitzchak should have said his halacha on our Mishnah. In other words, first you have the Mishnah Moiz Mefuzaris. Hari Eri Shaloi, Ay, Halo Yoda. L'choira, what the Gemara should have said is, oh, that goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. And then when we have this Braisa about the Moitzi Moiz, what the Kersis, what the Midrash is, just like we answer in the Mishnah, goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Braisa also goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Because after all, it's a stronger kasha if you're asking from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. So on the Mishnah, that's where L'choira, the comment of Rabbi Yitzchak, would have been appropriate to be the first time. And we already answered the Mishnah kasha. Why are you asking again and again on the Braises? So this is very not my kasha. The Toises asks this kasha, the second Toises. Since we already asked the kasha Moshe Mazaris, my parach su, mihach braisa. Why do we have to repeat the kasha again? I mean, anybody that was listening over the last 5 minutes knows we already said by Moshe Mufuzaris and Amishta Kerab Yitzchak, Adam Asal Mash Bekisai. What's the kasha by the braisa about the Bais Knesses? Rabbi Yitzchak Nami, Amayli Amal Milzi Amasisin. L'choyde this pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Adam Asal Mash Bekisai, it would have been appropriate for that to be a comment on the Mishnah, which is the main codifier of the halacha, as opposed to a braisa, which the authenticity of braises and the reliability of braises we know is much less than that of a Mishnah. Yeshloima the braisa alima le'lakshu. He prefers asking on the braisa. The mashe de b'chol inyan harei l'shalai. Avagav de ikasimin min amuki taima shiram metzuyin sham. Like we're going to say later on, the Gemara is going to address this more in another couple of blot. You see, the gimel of the Bach says ayn lekamon dafchov dalet amid aleph. So here the Gemara is going to say that perhaps the way that you found the money or the wallet or purse that you found it in, maybe there was a simon on it. So on that too, you might say that the person might figure, oh, I have nothing to worry about, that I'm going to find it. Nevertheless, the Gemara is going to say that because it's scattered, they mismatch. We'll see more about it later on. The point is that Toises already notes that this Rabbi Yitzchak L'Choyra would have been better placed on our Mishnah, not on the Braisa. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak on the Braisa? So Toises says, Ayin Daf Chav Dalet, and Yitzchak will get to it there. But getting back to our Gemara, B'Lamaisa, Rabbi Yitzchak's Svara applies everywhere. When you're talking about money, it also applies anything which is a dover choshev, which is worth a lot of money, like the l'shargi shel argaman, and also applies to anything which is very heavy, that you're going to feel it immediately. So all of these things are so immediate, even though we don't mean mamish immediately, because if he's mamish immediately, then he would pick it up. The maiguli tvela fell down. Oh, my package is so much less. Oh, they're on the ground, let me pick it up. So apparently you only realize it a block later, but that block later is still deemed to be like almost immediately, and therefore it's no longer yish shaloi midas, it's yish midas, it's no longer kash and abaya, everybody agrees, yish midas, havi yish. Toshma, next case. Meimus I call Adam Mutar Melekit. We talked about this a little bit at the end of Bava Kamma not too long ago. When can everybody go and collect leket? Leket, as you know, is one of those things that you have to leave for the aniyim. Leket is basically like similar to shikcha, that you left over one or two either sheaves or standing wheat or whatever. And the Torah tells us if you have one or two, these are insignificant. Leave it there. Don't go back for it. Leave it for the aniyim. So now, when can everyone and anyone go into these fields and collect the leket? Normally, it's only for aniyim. But when can anybody take mishiyachim on the mushes? Once the mushes have gone through, there's virtually nothing left, and anybody can go now collect.
Who are the nemushas?
Oh, you're mechavin to the Gemara's kasha. V'yomrin and my nemushas. Who are the nemushas, guy? It's a machlokes. V'yom Rav Yochanan Sabi the Azli Atigra. These are elderly individuals who walk with canes, and therefore they walk slowly. And we're talking about aniyim. So they are now walking through the field on the canes, bent over. Since they're bent over, they see all of the stuff on the floor. They see more on the floor than they see ahead because it's hard for them to pick their heads up. So now, every time they see another speck of grain, they either pick it up themselves or they say to one of their kids, go and pick that. You see, there's some grain over here. I don't see anything, Zaidi. look more carefully. I see it. Oh, you're right, Zaidi. Picks it up, he puts it in the bag, he puts it into the box. So those are one definition of the mushais. Kutibas lakutim means that there already have been two groups that have gone by, not just the first group of aniyim, but already a second group. So whatever the first group left behind, the second group has found. So once you had two groups going one after the other, you can be sure, even if the first group left behind, the first group probably took 90%, they left behind 10%, the second group took 9%, you only have 1% left, they figured that that's just not worth it for them to continue collecting and bending over. So then anybody that goes through the field can take it now after these nebushes. Freitimar, Vamai, why do you allow people to go and take now the leket which is remaining in the field? Because he's saying that the aniyim or miyayish and the mafkin, they say, oh, forget about it, like the machnash de beidari. Whatever they leave behind, it's not worth my back. I can't, you know, I've already bent over 12 times in the last 10 minutes. I can't bend over anymore. It's just not worth it. A little bit. Pretty much. Of course, the local aniyim are miyayish. What about the aniyim from the next town who are going to be arriving shortly on the next shayara, on the back of their chamoyrim or the back of their susim, whatever? And they're going to want to collect. They're not miyayishet. They don't even know that the mushes have gone through. So, bazoi, how can I, a person who's not an ani, how can he go and collect from the field? Since every town has their share of poor people, so the poor people who live in one town, if you're going to tell them, why don't you go to the other town to go and collect leket? Mister, there are more aniyim in the other town than they have over here. By the time I get there, there's not going to be anything left. So this is a real yirsh midas. It's not a yirsh like midas. All the aniyim in advance from other communities are mafkir their right to go and receive any leket here, because they figure
it's their territory.
It's not, yeah, exactly. The locals know the local territory. They don't know the international or the other territory somewhere else. All they know is that there'll be a lot of competition elsewhere, so they're mafkir miyayish from the other territories. It's Toshima. Another case. Kitzios bederech. Kitzios are te'enim, are figs that you leave out in the field to go and dry out, and then you'll eventually make them into cakes of dried figs, and then you'll sell them. Sorry?
Exactly right.
So we had originally fresh figs. A person didn't eat all these fresh figs, and figs presumably go bad after a while. So you just leave them in the field during the summer months. They should dry out, and then you have the nice dry ketzios, and then eventually you pack them together and you make ikulitvela like we had in the Mishnah. Good. So if you find ketzios badera on the road, even though you know that these ketzios must have fallen from this field, because right next to the ketzios, which are on the road, there happens to be a large farm, a large field, and you see there are many ketzios which are drying out of the field, so you can use logic that probably was a draft of a wind that threw some of those ketzios and blew them from the field onto the road. What happens if you have a regular fig tree which is bent over? In other words, it's the trunk of the tree is on the property of the Uncle Smith, but the branches are extending over the derech, over the road where people walk. And you find the te'enim underneath it. So, what I know belongs to Yankel Smith, obviously this is his tree, and you see the te'enim. Mutaris mishum gezel, you're allowed to go and take them. There's no gezel issue. But don't they belong to Yankel? No, you can keep them. Ubaturis mana meiser, you don't have to give meiser, because you don't have to give meiser from hefker, and these are all considered to be hefker. Now, when they fell down, presumably Yankel Smith didn't know that they fell off the tree. So then it's a case of Yush Shleimidas. He didn't know that it fell down. Nevertheless, we baskin in the beginning of this Mishnah that you're allowed to go and keep it. Oh, so l'choyri have a shtarka raya to rova the Yush Shleimidas, have a Yush. But guess what? Continue on. B'zeisim b'charuvim. What happens if we're not talking about te'enim, we're talking about zeisim? Zeisim are olives. Charuvim are
carobs.
Carobs or boxer in Yiddish. Then also, then you're not allowed to, says Rashi, and now you have a right to abaya. What's the reason why you're not allowed to go and take them? Because the owner was not miyayish. Yish l'midas lo yavi yish. So now I have a stira, minei uvei, in this Mishnah, or this Braisa, the Reisha sounds like Rav, the Sefer sounds like abaya. So do a Mishnah, and Reisha l'abaya l'kasha. Abaya can answer the kasha. Agab d'chashivim amashish behu. Te'ena nami meidi yodia denatra. When you're talking about the ketzias is a dover choshev by him. That's why he's leaving it out in the field so it should dry out, eventually to put them into cakes of figs, and eventually to go and sell it. So it's by him a dover choshev. So mashushu. In other words, every once in a while, he's looking over the field to make sure the ketzias are there. Nobody's stealing them. And he sees that some of them are blown away. He realizes that it blew away. So it's a yish midas situation. Everybody knows that figs fall off fig trees, that if you don't go and cut them in time, the ripe ones are eventually going to fall over. So when some fall over, he knows in advance that every day he goes by the tree, another 5 figs have fallen, another 10 figs have fallen. So this is a double portion. So it's not a yish leimidas, a yish midas. He knows in advance, of course, I'm going to lose 5 te'enim a day. El seifa l'rav kasha, diktani b'seis b'charuvim, is aser. Why is it aser? Why don't you go and say, and even without that tzvara, remember, Rav holds that yirsh leimidas have a yirsh. Even though he didn't know that the zeitzim v'charuvim fell to the ground, who cares? He will eventually find out that they fell to the ground, and at that time he's going to go and say, Vayilech Hasarim Kis, should she work L'mafreya according to Rava, and therefore it should be Mutter when the Zeitz of Cheruvim fall off. Amr Bavo, Shani Zayis, Hoy V'chazusim, Yichiach Olav. When you're talking about Zeisim, their appearance will identify who their owners are. What the Gemara is telling us is something fascinating, that in local communities, people were able to go and recognize who the owner is just by looking at the item of food. If you look at Rashi, sorry?
That's remarkable.
And that's what I'm saying. Let's see 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Chazusa Moichiach Olav. Marisoi, its appearance, nicker, is discernible, it's clear. Shalmehu, who it belongs to. Hilkach Morei, L'chiyod Denofel, Loi Miyayish. The Mori, the owner of the Zeisim and the Cheruvim, is not going to be Yayish. Why? Everybody knows that these Zeisim and these Cheruvim belong to me. I mean, you can see by the appearance. Take this item in hand and look at it. Look at the size, look at the shape, look at the color. You can tell it's mine. Nobody's going to go and take it. So therefore, if somebody does take it, it's Osir, because the owner is Taken, not Miyayish. Even after it falls down to the ground, he's not Miyayish. Even though the just like we said by the Tainim, they fall off the tree. Obviously, the Zeisim also eventually fall off the tree if you didn't collect them in time. Made the idea. Everybody knows about Zeisim. Duchta the inishu. The place of a person is the person. What the more means to say is that people can recognize the fruit as being to this particular individual, because all the locals know Yankel Smith, they know his Zeisim, they know that these are Yankel Smith's Zeisim. In fact, if you buy in the store, it says these Zeisim come from Johnny Smith's farm. If that's the case of filoration, I mean, why don't you say the same thing, not only by the Zeisim, say something about the Tainim, that also everybody knows that these are Yankel Smith's Tainim. So, why can they go and take it? Why don't you go and say, Tuchta the inish, and the person is makbid, he says, everybody knows him, my Tainim, and they're not going to take it. There's a big difference between a fig that falls to the ground from the tree and the Zayas. When the Taina falls to the tree, it immediately gets smashed, and therefore, once it falls down, the person who owns that Taina says, forget about it, you know. It's so mias now, nobody's going to want to eat it, nobody's going to look at it. Mashenkin Gabi Zayas. A Zayas, of course, from the outside is much harder. That stays intact, and therefore the person will not be miyash. So the Gabi, the Taina, everybody knows that Taina fall off the tree, so there's already Yish L'mafreya even before you start off. It's a Yish Mi Das. So therefore, even a Bayi would agree, have a Yish, and it's Mutter. Since the Zeisim, however, Baruch Hashem, remain intact, like Barry says, and because of the fact that Chazusa Mechichalav, everybody knows that these are Yankel Smith's Zeisim, so therefore the expectation is nobody will take it. So Yankel Smith is not Miyayish, and therefore it's also for anybody to go and take it for himself. To be continued, Mechem, tomorrow.
So that one is a proof to, is actually Kasha and Rava then.
Well, the